this is going to be a really fascinating week. I probably decided that I'm not, I say probably because I still could change my mind, but I've probably decided that I'm not going to do the Taiwan special today. I'll be doing it probably Tuesday morning. So if you're listening on the podcast, things should be on schedule. But if you're trying to watch previews on Twitch, you know, then you won't be there for a little while. Sorry, I need to yawn. Wow, maybe I could sell that as AMSSM thing. So I've had some interesting, I don't know if I should say spiritual or emotional experiences. In my purview, they're the same thing. Emotion is your spirit. The two are coterminous in even in the Bible, you know, like a spirit of joy, etc. So, you know, emotions are things. You feel them because they're real. You just, you don't see them in our physical reality. Wow, here I am yawning again. ASMR, whatever it's called. ASSAMR. So, what happened over the last 2 weeks? I may have talked a little bit about... did I talk about it? Okay, the back of my monitor randomly just fell off. This has been a really wild week of dismantling. That's the word for my heart, Huckabees. I dismantled over the last couple of days, finally. Now, there was this thing in me. I mean, do your research, but I'm an Enneagram 9-8, but I still have a little bit of a 1 in there. And the moral judgmentalism just wouldn't, I couldn't normalize it. And over the last couple of days, I did. I shot a skateboard video Saturday. I shot another one Sunday. I'm coming out with the second one soon. The first one's already out. I mean, my videos are amazing. They're out of this reach. And I was at one, the skate shop, kind of, you know, waiting for my buddy. He's sponsored by the skate shop. He's just under 40, and he's an amazing skater. The guy's just wild. I don't know why he doesn't have a bigger following. He needs a bigger following. But he was there at the skate shop, and the Lord's like, "Hey, Jess, go for a walk. I'm going to go do something." I'm like, "All right." So I went for a walk, and he's like, "You got a thing in your chest. I'm going to rip it out." So I'm like, "Okay." You know, it's an emotional thing. And so there's this ripping I felt in my chest, and a lot of normal emotional turmoil and congestion that I've kind of lived with my whole life as my old normal started to slowly go away over the course of the next 36 hours. Anyhow, that was an interesting day. My Saturday was wild. I mean, you want to know what I did? Friday, I went hung out at my YouTuber buddy's house, and looked at his garden. when you're a mini celebrity, you need to get together and worry about things that most people think don't matter. I get this. You know, both of us. So it's like, you want to go hang out and act like there's nobody else in the world for a couple hours? Yeah. So you get together and don't talk. You know, it's therapy. But it was great. I mean, it was an awesome time with friends, not talking. And amazing time with the garden. Woke up in the morning, had to go attend a meeting. After the meeting, went right back to town. To meet my YouTuber buddy. We took the train together, traveled around, went to skateboard shop, and just all this going back and forth and meeting people here and there. The Lord's like, "Jesse, you've got this thing. You've got this emotional thing I'm going to take care of." So I actually feel like this is like a once in a lifetime thing. Like I actually feel like I've broken through. I've fully dismantled. I've had that I Heart Huckabees moment. And I actually feel like my Enneagram quirks have been worked out. And I feel like as a Leo, Leo was behind the sun when I was born. As a Leo, I feel like I've grown up, because Leo has to grow up. You know, that's the thing about Leo. There's a lion cub, and then there's a mature lion, and then there's the Sphinx. He has to grow up twice. So I feel like I've finally grown up as a Leo. Leo, this is something Leo does. So anyhow, that's my new normal. So the latest thing that I'm doing, my latest goal is to practice not smiling. Yeah. Well, so we'll see how that goes. Hold on, I'm having a Rubio moment. I need some of this Monster here. Was that possibly Monster that he was drinking? Like had the sparkling stuff taken out of it, and that's why it's like, I gotta drink this. I gotta have the water. It's not water, but it's clear Monster. And I got, was that what it was? You ever wondered? That must have been some really good water. He interrupted. The whole nation had to watch him drink the water. Oh, my goodness. And then everybody was talking about it, too. Drank water. I mean, that's probably why I got reelected. It does well, and that's the thing. That's the thing with making videos. You know, you know when you make. I made these videos to celebrate local athletes, and I really had an. It was really just delightful time yesterday. I went to the nearby city. And met with a kid that I've just kind of hit and miss, bumped into here and there in different places. And I asked him maybe a week or two ago. I said, do you mind if I do it? Can I do a video for you? He's like, yeah, you want? Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. Please. May I? He's like, okay. So we showed up and I followed him around and did the good director thing. Hey, you can do this. And if it doesn't work, that's all right. And you know, if you mess up, I can still use it, you know, make the video good. This isn't a skate competition. You know, it's a video. So we have our own rules. You know, it's art. And you know, to try to set him at ease, you know, people work less. I tell you, this guy's amazing because he lands all of his tricks. He doesn't have to do too many redos. And even the redos are salvageable. Like, literally, I think the number of takes that were good was about the same as the number of videos that were trash. And usually with skaters, it's like 4 or 5 to 1, heavy on the trash. So anyhow, that was just utterly delightful. And then my other buddy and I, you know, hung out a little bit more. Had dinner last night. I don't know. I might be having a big announcement soon. I did a YouTube video. Kevin Williams commented on my Ravi video. He's like, Jesse, that's good stuff. I'm like, thanks, man. That's good to hear. I'm coming to a conclusion about marriage. I am a 40-year-old virgin. I've worked hard at that. That's not from ineptitude, and it's not from not being handsome. I can tell you that. And so that allows me to say things. You know, does it matter? I get to say things. I did it. And people can't complain about my age. They can't say you're too young. They can't say that you're having an opinion about marriage or whatever because you're off, you know, doing something with someone. No, I did it. I followed the rules. And I didn't get divorced. I didn't meet the right person yet. Or maybe I did meet the right person and I'll have a big announcement coming. but I've kept the rules, and part of my Enneagram normalizing is I'm coming to the conclusion. I've already reached the conclusion. I did a video about it on YouTube. It's about just under 20 minutes that we don't need weddings. I'll talk about that in the video. It's for life. You got it. We got to mate for life. There's too many breakups. God's got to stop. But see, we think that having the wedding is going to make the marriage work. And hello, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not working. Love you. See you tomorrow.